And we are back here on Not Black, Not White, American Podcast. I'm your host, Darius Mayfield.
And I'm your co-host, Priscilla Confrey.
Priscilla Confrey with the squeaks in the back and, you know, whatever that sound is. She is not on location. I don't know. There's like some kind of squeak in the back. It keeps going. Hold on.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, as you guys can tell, Priscilla is not on location, had to take care of some things. But as always, we wanted to still give you guys a show and bring you what we got. And today we actually wanted to talk about something I think is important to both of us and something that should be important to everyone in this country that enjoys the freedoms that we enjoy here in America. And that's our veterans and our military and our armed forces. You know, just a couple of weeks ago was Memorial Day, and I see a lot of confusion around that day as to people understanding what that day is really about. And I've actually heard from certain people that were active or former active military that they don't like when people say Happy Memorial Day. I actually made it a point this time around to wish the families of those lost a peaceful Memorial Day. But there seems to be some confusion. So people understand, Memorial Day is a day where we remember and honor soldiers that have died fighting for our rights and our freedoms. That's all. That's what Memorial Day is about. It's not about the picnics.
Exactly.
It's not about the hot dogs. It's not about all that stuff. It's literally a day of remembrance for those that we have lost to
and
war.
Appreciating the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice they made to allow us to be able to have a day off and have those hot dogs and hamburgers and celebration. But it's more about their sacrifice, that they took the ultimate sacrifice and died for us. And that's what it's about. People get it all backwards, you know?
And that's why I really wanted to honor the families, because I think not often enough do we acknowledge the extreme sacrifice of their families. You know, of the military wives, the military moms, the military dads, the military brothers and sisters that actually give their brothers, their sisters, their significant others, their son, their daughter to us in order for them to be able to fight to maintain the freedoms and the rights that we have. And when they perish, when they die in war, that obviously takes an extreme toll on all of their loved ones, on all of their family. And that's why it was so important to me to wish the family, the loved ones of those we've lost, a very peaceful Memorial Day. Not a happy one, because it's not going to be a happy day for them, remembering that.
Right.
But a peaceful
right.
one.
Yeah. But they should feel honored, you know, because their family members did so much. And we're so grateful, you know. We need to be a grateful nation and care about these sacrifices and the loss of these men and women. And again, like you said, the family. You know, we can uplift the family, be there for the family. So maybe do something, you know, next year, or do something now in honor of the past Memorial Day, you know, for the families, whatever, bring them a meal, you know, put a flag go to a cemetery and put flags on, you know, the placards where they're military servicemen, you know, anything to that effect. But it's very important to acknowledge it the way we're talking about it and not as a holiday of celebration because you got a day off and you can go to the beach, you know?
Yeah. And I think the families and those people are way more appreciative when people understand that and do it for the right reasons. And, you know, it's the least we can do for those people, again, that have sacrificed so much, that have given away so much for us and for them, because, you know, again, obviously they live in this country and enjoy those same rights. But for all of us, you know, I didn't go to the military. I thought about it at one point, even went to a recruiting station and tried to sign up and things of that sort, but I didn't make it to the military. I didn't go to the military. So, you know, I can't possibly understand what it is to go through something so traumatic, what it is to give up your only child or one of your children or your, you know, nephew or niece or brother or sister to this constant war that we find ourselves in to maintain the lifestyle that we've all become accustomed to and love and cherish.
Yeah.
You know, so it definitely was a very reminding day. It definitely was a very cerebral day to just think about those things and understand just how grateful we all need to be, especially in a time where you see, especially the younger generation, you see so many people coming up that aren't grateful for the sacrifices that have been made, aren't grateful for the opportunities that they have in front of them, so much so that they've given the power to some of these politicians and people with bad intentions to be able to continue to erode those freedoms because of the ungratefulness of a lot of the generations coming up now and the lack of understanding, which is also not necessarily their fault because of a lack of our educational progress in this country from those same politicians, that they aren't even able to grasp these concepts. They want to do everything to tear this country down. They want to learn everything to learn, tear this country down, but not acknowledge any of the strengths, any of the victories, any of the wars that we won even here at home from what's gone on and happened over the decades and over the last couple of centuries.
And it's not political, you know, it shouldn't be a political thing. It should be, every American should want to, you know, honor and respect those who allow us to have what we have today. And another thing would be to think about what we can do to push forward positive legislation on either side. You know, this is where everybody should be able to come together and push legislation through to support, you know, veterans and military families, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many good foundations as well, you know. So,
and that's why our politicians and people should never mock or laugh at anyone running for office or any of our politicians that put forth even an effort to talk about and address these things. And one thing that comes to example is some of the stuff Trump's been talking about as far as creating whole sites for our homeless population, specifically and especially our veteran homeless population, which is one of the saddest things you can ever see, to bring doctors on site, to bring therapists on site, to help these people. Because one of the things that we do know with all the information we have is the number one cause for homelessness is mental health issues. Right. And when it comes to our veterans, you gotta, I mean, this is pretty simple to understand that they've been through some pretty traumatic things in their life that absolutely call for that that special attention for them to be able to work through and talk through rather than letting them spiral as a lot of them have into the conditions they currently find themselves in. So instead of, you know, especially those on the left in this particular situation laughing at that because the way Donald Trump spells out a policy may be, in their opinion, juvenile, right? Because he's not a lawyer. He's not going to always say everything to the letter of the law and be able to speak with a vocabulary or an articulation that lawyers can speak with. But understanding, just talking simple sometimes like that lets you know how much certain people care. So when you hear somebody talk about solving the mental health issue, not just throwing money at the problem, because that's what places like California have done, throwing money at homelessness. And what if they got? They've gotten a bigger and bigger problem. It reminds me of what goes on with education. Same thing with education in this country. They always want to just throw money at it. And like you said, we get a bigger debt, more corruption, and nothing gets solved when we have worse results. So it's time for us to start understanding what the problem is.
And Darius, when they throw money at stuff, you know, the concept sounds great. Okay, put money, but it's not, because it never gets funneled down. You know, it gets taken from the big guys, you know, and the groups and the people running them, and you know, the contracts that they establish with these companies to do whatever it is that they're trying to do, and the money's never used in the right way, and it never gets to the right place, never really gets to those veterans on, you know, living on the streets or drugs or, you know, or the education system. It's just so we need to really come together and be more, you know, figure it out. We really do, instead of all this neglect, financial neglect, just so people can, you know, make their money, make their time in, and then get out, you know. It's the same old story, and people are sick of it. People are sick of, that's why it's even hard to get donations anymore. Because people are so concerned about really where their money is going to. And that's why I say this should not be a political thing. This should just be, you know, an American thing, and that's it.
Should be a human thing.
Be helping a human thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, we need to just start getting to the humanity of things, rather than the comedy of things. Everybody wants to turn everything into a joke and just ostracize people unconditionally nowadays. You know, that's not the right way to think. I feel like sometimes we are actually losing our humanity in this country based off of how you see certain people acting. You know, things, and it's not a pretty thing to watch, you know, because again, none of us are perfect at the end of the day. I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I have a heart. I'm a human. I feel for people. I want to genuinely help people. I do however I can, even to my own detriment sometimes. It is what it is. That's just what's inside of me. Yeah, a lot of times. Mm-hmm. That's just what's inside of me. But there's so many people now, like you watch these, you know, things happen. If, you know, a street fight happens or something, what's the first thing people do? They grab their phones. They won't even help people anymore. You see a woman getting beat up in the street and you're just sitting there recording it. Like, what? When did this start happening?
And it comes to mind what you were just talking about, you know, like 2 weeks ago, that's exactly what happened. I think it was the day before Memorial Day or the day of Memorial Day, where in California, a bunch of veterans, military guys, younger military guys are walking around, and a group of teenagers attacked them and, you know, beat them up. They fell to the ground. They were kicking them. And there was a whole bunch of people standing by just watching and filming it. That was it. It was crazy. Crazy on Veterans Day or the day before on Veterans Day weekend. And, you know,
it's like in New York City a month or so ago, there's a bunch of teens messing with this little autistic kid that was on the train and just grabbing him, pushing him, punching him in the face. It was a little girl doing this to an autistic guy with a bunch of guys behind her. Like, what's wrong with these people?
I can't stand that. I don't know. That's just people don't have, I don't know what people are doing at home, or the parents aren't there, or there are no parents, or what the deal is, but I don't know. We've completely lost our humanity and our tolerance and our moral compass for, you know. It's very sad. I think it upsets a lot of people. People don't, you know, understand it. And they hate, they don't know where it's coming from fully. You know, they don't understand why, or a lot of people know where it's coming from, you know, and again, they'll say it's from, you know, lack of religion, say, or lack of discipline within the family, or social media, or technology, or the parents, you know, having to both work, or, you know, whatever. It's just, we're failing that way. We're definitely failing as a society that way.
Lack of quality education, you know, the rise of the hypocritical generation that literally praises the ills of our society and what's wrong, yeah, and downplays and thinks it's corny to be decent and human, yeah, and cool. Good.
It's not cool to be, you know, decent. It's not cool to say thank you.
Yeah, you know? it's like the drug addict is cool now. The nerd is not, right?
Crazy. It's true.
It really is.
Absolutely true. It's so true, and it's not the way I was brought up. I know it's not the way you were brought up, and you know.
I tell you what, one of the most disgusting things about it is watching our politicians and our so-called leaders continue to fan the flames. So for instance, like, yeah, when Maxine,
on both sides,
when
too.
Yeah, absolutely. And when, like, when on a Maxine, when Maxine Waters gets up there and tells her followers to accost elected officials in public, wherever they are, that, like, you were literally stirring, yeah, the pot and making people, you know, become more and more extreme in what they find acceptable and what they're willing,
yep,
to do.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not just saying the Democrats did it. The Republicans, it's a certain person, you know. It's the mentality of that individual. And that's why I say it's not political. Get away from the political part of it. It has to do with the person's makeup, you know. And if they're going to inflame,
hey,
or encourage people to be that way, then we're really in trouble. We, yeah, are, yeah, really, really in trouble.
And encourage them.
So-called heroes, politicians, sports people, actors.
Wait, not only encourage them to be that way, encourage them to be that way with no pushback.
Yeah, with no consequence.
No consequence. There you go.
That it's normal.
Yeah.
That it's normal. That, yeah, it's acceptable. That it's good to do, right from wrong. Where's right from wrong?
Exactly. So we want to, and, you know, this still ties back to our veterans and our armed forces, because even with that being said, they fought for us to have this freedom to act a fool if we want in certain cases. Not meaning that we should, and that's the path that we should have taken, but that's the freedom that we were given. Right. And here we are. And what this country needs to figure out going forward is, how much do we value that freedom? How much freedom will we continue to give up in the name of being emotionally satisfied? Because, yep, that's what they have now. These kids now are emotionally satisfied. That's why we're talking about all these culture issues, whether it's the LGBTQ, yeah, thing, whether it's, you know, Satanism in Target, or this one or that one. You know, these are all emotionally satisfying things with that completely disregard the values that anybody else has. But as, yeah, long as they are emotionally satisfied and they feel like their argument is trumping all other arguments, they're okay, even if it's tearing down and dividing the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And it's really, yeah, sad to see, especially in a country like the United States of America, that everybody, yeah, in the world looks up to because of those same freedoms that we have. And all I hear now from immigrants, people from other countries, is that Americans don't truly appreciate what they have.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time. So many from out of the country, you know,
That's what everybody's thinking right now. Americans don't appreciate what they have, and they're destroying their country.
Yeah.
And it's really a sad place to be in.
It is. And the kids today are totally, I don't know, different with it all. It's they don't see, you can see them changing because they don't, they're probably laughing at what we're saying right now. You know, like, oh, come on, who cares? So, come on, you know, we do what we want. They're all so entitled. Everybody's, we've built up, you know, by doing all this stuff and these leaders or role models or, you know, they have made the generation today very entitled, you know? It's, and then remember, we talked about this a while ago too, but, and then, you know, how your appearance is, right? So everything's more important than knowing right from wrong, than saying, being honorable, than having, being gracious, than saying thank you. It's more important to go, hey, I got to go get this latest and greatest thing, and I'm going to fight with somebody in the parking lot because everybody's going to this store to get it, and they took my spot, and we're, you know, then a fight breaks out. Like, you hear these stories all the time, you know, and for what? So we attack each other based on, because you want to be the first one there or get it, or you need it, you know, a need for something. And we've hit a point where it's very, very illogical and disrespectful and
nonsensical. Yeah, I think we agree. And like with everything else, this is something that we will continue to report on, talk about, and dive deeper and deeper, because it really is a sad day in a lot of ways with what's going on in this country right now. The sentiment of the country, the educational system of the country, the parental rights in this country. And we and a lot of people just feel like we are completely moving in the wrong direction and using our freedoms in the wrong way and letting our so-called leaders take advantage of us at every stop. And we'll say it until nauseam, but we have to change this. We have to continue to stand up. We have to continue to be free thinkers and speak truth to power, always be unafraid in our approach, and always try to be civil in our actions and focus on bringing people together.
Have some humanity.
Humanity.
Have some care. Have some conscience. You know, be aware. Have some empathy. You know.
And you know this. I think this is a good way to segue. We want to say again, thank you to our veterans, to their families, and I guess the most humane people right now in our society would be those veterans, would be our armed forces, because despite it all, they are still out there fighting for all of our freedoms and rights.
And the ones who've passed, right?
So thank you.
The ones who've lost their lives.
Thank you to the humility and humanity of those in our armed forces, those no longer in the armed forces but served us honorably, and to their families, the most humane, civil people we know. We appreciate you all, and we love you all, and we wish you well and keep you in our prayers every day. On that note, we appreciate you guys once again joining us for another episode of Not Black, Not White American Podcast. We're so thankful and honored that we got to express ourselves and express our gratitude and appreciation and thanks to our veterans, to those in our serving in our armed forces. And please just continue to fight the good fight. Keep it up. We are all so proud of you and can thank you just beyond belief. Make sure, again, you always tune into us every Sunday at 8 p.m. on all major platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, and Google Podcasts, or you can go right to our website at www.notblacknotwhiteamerican.com. Until next time, bye. Oh, wrong one. Rewind. Jersey.